This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. In an update from Union Pacific on removal of that collapsed building between the Core Trail and 13th Street, a spokesman said Wednesday, Union Pacific continues to share the community's desire to safely demolish the building as soon as possible, but the landfill is not yet accepting debris. We'll get to work as soon as conditions change. We have been told from the county that there may be asbestos, and they're checking to find out where it can be safely taken. That building collapsed in March of 2023. Union Pacific received a notice of violation from the county in July last year. We'll continue to follow up. As for the railroad ties that were replaced that now line the tracks from Milner to Phippsburg, the Union Pacific spokesperson says collection work is still on schedule for this month. The Jackson County producer who lost a calf to wolves Sunday said he knew it was coming to his ranch, and all the ranchers there are losing sleep over it.
It's more personal than what people think, and I think that's missed on a lot of people, is just how much emotionally it affects the people that are doing this.
He's asked to not be identified. Wolves have killed 23 animals in Jackson County since December of 2021. That's cattle and sheep and three dogs, with seven calves in Grand County. The Memorial Regional Health Foundation in Craig has received a $30,000 grant from the Rocky Mountain Health Foundation. It's to support workforce development in Moffitt County. In road work on Lincoln Avenue, the eastbound left lane between 7th and 8th will be closed all day today. Then tonight, work will be done on the westbound left lane around 5th Street, and that lane will be closed all day Friday. All the lane closure markings will be picked up by Saturday morning. Use both lanes to the merge point. That's called a zipper merge. The Route County Council on Aging is hosting a health and wellness expo for those 60 and over. It's free throughout the day today at the Steamboat Springs Community Center. Mustang cars are rolling into Steamboat Springs for the Colorado Mustang Stampede. Starts today. The big show is all day Saturday on Yampa Street between 9th and 12th Streets. A town hall with Senator Dylan Roberts and Representative Megan Lukens is at 5 o'clock today at the library in Steamboat Springs. The Route County Humane Society is hosting a free vaccination clinic at Mountain Valley Bank, 635 Marketplace Avenue in Steamboat Springs. That is from 1 to 3 on Friday. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.